Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate the craziness of life. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're diving into something that can feel like a heavy lift, practicing forgiveness and releasing emotional baggage. Now, before you groan and think, another podcast about self-help, hear me out. This isn't just some fluffy feel-good session. It's about actually taking control of your emotions, freeing yourself from the weight of past hurts, and living a lighter, more peaceful life. We all have that baggage, right? Those little, or maybe not so little, grudges we hold onto, those hurts that keep stinging even years later. Ever feel like you're carrying around this invisible backpack full of emotional stones? You know that feeling when your mind keeps replaying a past argument or hurt? It's exhausting, so today, we're going to explore some practical stoic strategies for letting go of that baggage. Trust me, it's not about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about understanding the power forgiveness has over you. 5 key takeaways. 1. Forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. Let's be real, holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you way more than them. Stoicism teaches us that we can't control what others do, but we can control how we react. Choosing forgiveness frees us from their actions and allows us to focus on our own well-being. 2. Understand the root of your anger. Ask yourself, what's really fueling this resentment? Is it a specific action, or is it a deeper fear or insecurity that's being triggered? Recognizing the root cause helps you address it directly instead of just lashing out. Think about it like this. If you know what makes a car break down, you can fix it. 3. Practice empathy. This doesn't mean excusing bad behavior. It means trying to understand the other person's perspective. Maybe they were acting out of fear or insecurity themselves. By seeing things from their side, you might find compassion instead of anger. It's like stepping back and looking at a situation from a different angle. It can change everything. 4. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past keeps us chained to our pain. Stoicism emphasizes living in the now. Practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing to ground yourself in the present moment and release the grip of past hurts. 5. Remember, forgiveness is a process. It takes time and effort. Don't expect it to happen overnight. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing. Think of it like learning a new skill. You wouldn't expect to become an expert musician after a day of practice. Let me tell you about a real-world example that hit close to home. A few years back, I had a major falling out with a close friend. We said things we didn't mean, hurt each other deeply, and for months, I was consumed by anger and resentment. I kept replaying the arguments in my head, analyzing every word, feeling like my world was crumbling. Then, one day, I realized that this bitterness was poisoning me more than it was hurting him. I started practicing what we talked about today, empathy, focusing on the present moment, and reminding myself that forgiveness wasn't about condoning his actions, but about freeing myself from their grip. It wasn't easy, but slowly, I began to let go of the anger. The process took time, there were setbacks, but eventually, I was able to forgive him, and in doing so, I forgave myself. We haven't become best friends again, but the burden I carried lifted, and that peace was invaluable. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened or condoning bad behavior. It means choosing to move forward with lightness and grace, freeing yourself from the shackles of the past. So today, take a moment to reflect on any emotional baggage you might be carrying. Identify those grudges, those hurts that are weighing you down. Then, take a small step towards forgiveness. Start by practicing empathy, focusing on the present moment, or simply acknowledging that holding on to anger is hurting you more than anyone else. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, spread the word. Share it with friends who might benefit from a dose of calm over chaos. Leave a review, join the conversation on social media. Let's create a community where we support each other in living lighter, more peaceful lives. Until tomorrow, keep striving for calm amidst the chaos.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.